Has JWST already falsified dark matter-driven galaxy formation, by Moritz Heiserbauer et al. The James Webb Space Telescope, JWST, discovered several luminous high redshift galaxy candidates with stellar masses of M** is greater than or equal to 10 to the power of 9 M Sun at photometric redshift ZPHOT is greater than or equal to 10, which allows to constrain galaxy and structure formation models. For example, Adams et al. Identified the candidate Idaho 1514 with log 10, M**, M Sun, equals 9.8 to 0.2 carat plus 0.2 located at ZPHOT equals 9.85 to 0.12 carat plus 0.18 and Naidu et al. Found even more distant candidates labeled as GLZ-11 and GLZ-13 with log 10, M**, M Sun, equals 9.4 to 0.3 carat plus 0.3 at ZPHOT equals 10.9 to 0.4 carat plus 0.5 and log 10. M**, M Sun, equals 9.0 to 0.4 carat plus 0.3 at ZPHOT equals 13.1 to 0.7 carat plus 0.8, respectively. Assessing the computations of the illustrious TNG, TNG 50 to 1 and TNG 100 to 1, and Eagle projects, we investigate if the stellar mass buildup as predicted by the paradigm is consistent with these observations, assuming that the early JWST calibration is correct and that the candidates are indeed located at Z is greater than or equal to 10. Galaxies formed in the paradigm are by more than an order of magnitude less massive in stars than the observed galaxy candidates, implying that the stellar mass buildup is more efficient in the early universe than predicted by the models. This in turn would suggest that structure formation is more enhanced at Z is greater than or equal to 10 than predicted by the framework. We show that different star formation histories could reduce the stellar masses of the galaxy candidates, alleviating the tension. Finally, we calculate the galaxy-wide initial mass function, GWIMF, of the galaxy candidates assuming the integrated galaxy IMF theory. The GWIMF becomes top-heavy for metal-poor star-forming galaxies, decreasing therewith the stellar masses compared to an invariant canonical IMF. This was, Has JWST Already Falsified Dark Matter-Driven Galaxy Formation, by Moritz Heiserbauer et al.